This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. We're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. We just got back from Michigan doing an invitation-only leadership meeting. And the good part about this, friends, is they're actually doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. They're actually a part of the culture war. And then we went from there. That was 1,100 miles. So I drove that. And then we had to go through Chicago and then go around the big lake, you know, kind of like reaching around your backside to scratch your elbow, right? But with that said, after we were down there, then we immediately shot over to Wisconsin. We were in Marshfield doing the 2019 Wisconsin News Ministry Expo. And I got to tell you, friends, it was refreshing. There are preachers out there doing the stuff. And it's interesting to note, friends, there was a guy by the name of Dan Fisher there. He is the Black Robe Regiment. He was also a representative in the state of Oklahoma. So he's a doer of the word again, not a hearer only deceiving himself. With that said, his program was outstanding. I mean, it was just outstanding. History about the Black Robe Regiment. I mean, he was like, and hopefully we're going to get him on the radio here soon enough, but interestingly enough, it was like watching a little boy during his presentation having the time of his life. He literally memorized everything for 45 minutes, his whole program. And again, it was outstanding, and it was on the history of the Black Robe Regiment, detailing the earmarks and the characteristics of those that went before us, friends. And you want to talk about some heroic brothers from another mother and mothers, it was the Black Robe Regiment, because without the Black Robe Regiment, we would not be here today. And it's also interesting to note that they operate the way that they operated back then, and the spirit that they operated is nothing nothing you see through the mainstream Christian media in any sense of the word. Completely opposite every step of the way. As Scripture says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, that's exactly what the Black Robe Regiment was. And what we see today is a bunch of portrayers of a bar Jesus, a different Jesus. The most part of the American people in this country have in their mind's eye a picture of an effeminate pansy walking around in pink booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay, when in fact the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, and the list goes on. Boy, oh boy, I understand why we have our freedoms, but boy, oh boy, understanding who gave it to us and why we're losing them today, in contrast, it makes perfect sense, because it's a different spirit every step of the way. With that said, we were expecting a couple thousand people. I don't know numbers were, but the fact of the matter is it's nice reaching a lot of people. And again, with that said, it was also nice to meet many of you that came out to see us in the flesh, per se, and taking the time from what you're doing and coming out and saying hello to us. It was just outstanding. We had one particular friend of mine, who is a friend of mine now, who had driven from, I believe he took the day off of work. I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure he is. He drove a couple hours. He took the day off from the policeman that he is in his particular area, took the day off, gathered him and his wife, and they drove all the way over, and the guy just stood in front of my booth, and I'm talking to people, and I'm turning around, and I'm seeing this guy with this real soft countenance, just a sweetheart of a guy, and I turned around, and I said, are you so-and-so? And he said, yes, and that guy truly made my day. And so it is outstanding. Payday for Bradley Dean is being out there from behind the microphone and being a part of the answer to bring to the American people. And it's always the same response. I wish I would have brought more people. I wish I would have brought more people. Very inspirational. I was blown away. It was like somebody turned the lights on. Folks, this all the work of the Holy Ghost through Bradley Dean, where men find their faith not in the wisdom of Bradley Dean, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost given unto us by Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, who sits at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be his name forevermore, and I mean that. I'm not a religious guy. I am a Christian, and I serve the captain of my salvation, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, again, the man of war. So with that said, we got back home yesterday, and we're again back in the saddle, as I said, from the get-go, and we're now getting caught up. Next week, we're going to be gone again. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to be doing some high school, some middle schools. And every month, we're somewhere different. This month, it's been, well, we're going to be three or four different places, seeking and saving that which is lost. Because, again, that is our mandate. That is the command that the Lord gave unto those that love him. They'll respond to it favorably because they understand that we're not to, as Jesus said, wait 4 months before the harvest comes. No, we're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into the field. And you want to talk church? You want to talk about an opportunity to get out there where you see others leave off duty? That gives you more opportunity. Where you see that they're weak, be all the more stronger in the grace of Christ. 2 Corinthians 12. Where you see them just kind of flippantly dealing with life in so many different ways as they serve themselves, be all the more resolute in what God has called you to do, because the opportunities, my friend, are there. There's probably not a greater time in American history where, again, the opportunities have been on a vast scale of what do we do? There's so much to do. It's amazing to me.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Yes, sirree. Has the salt lost its favorite? Is that really where we are, folks? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. I want to thank Bradley for giving me the opportunity. As I said, he is doing school assemblies in Florida all this week. And so it's been my opportunity to be able to sit in here for him for the second time. And we're in a mess. We're in a mess here in America. Now, we can sit around and we can talk about the mess, or we can try to figure out a way that we can do something. It seems like all the things, we've tried voting, we've tried politics, we've just tried just about everything you can. Education, right? Everything you can to try to turn the tide here. And so very little of it hasn't worked. And we've said, well, you know, it's just, Coach, it's just the times in which we live. Things are only going to get worse, and Jesus is coming soon. Well, I got a guy, a guest, John Diamond, author John Diamond, Pastor John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond, who has a different approach on it. And he says it's time that we make an appeal to heaven. Yeah, an appeal to heaven. Could that be the answer that we're looking for here in the good old U.S. of A.? John Diamond, come on in here, brother. Let me try to get you connected here. And click on there you go. Brother, come on in here, John. Is it an appeal to heaven, John? Is that what we need to do?
Absolutely, Coach. Hey, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate just meeting Bradley Dean here at the conference a couple weeks ago and finding out there's a whole lot of people in this fight that are, like you said, laboring in obscurity. And I think it's time that we start to join forces and just start promoting these messages far and wide.
Well, you're certainly one of them, John. And the fact that you said that, April 12th through the 14th, John Diamond, author John Diamond, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, several others, we're having a conference in Canton, Ohio, Akron, Ohio, April 12th through the 14th. Russ Dizdar, go to Coach Dave, no, I'm sorry, give you the wrong website. Go to Occupy2019.com, Occupy2019 to find out more about it. If you like what you hear today, you can get more of it, Occupy2019, April 12th through the 14th in Canton, Ohio. Go ahead, John, man, the floor is yours.
Hey, well, what we're talking about here is an appeal to heaven, and after about 15 years of prayer, what I've kind of, I won't say figured out, but really had revealed to me, was that the only biblical solution for restoring any government in any nation is Romans 13. Would you like to talk about that first?
Let's do it, brother. Let's go.
All right. Well, I think one of the reasons that this appeal to heaven and the understanding of an appeal to heaven has really been kind of lost on the American people for really almost a couple hundred years, I mean, since the Declaration of Independence, is because the church has a very, very distorted understanding of the rule of government and the rule of the church in government. Now, in my book, An Appeal to Heaven, one of the most important chapters of that book is what I call Romans 13, the divine or universal chain of command. Now, what you hear a lot coming out of a lot of amount of pastors and seminary teachers is that the Bible teaches that we have to submit to human government. And they get that from Romans 13, or at least their interpretation of that from Romans 13. Now, if you read Romans 13, it says, let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. And even many Bibles, up in the caption, it'll say, you know, Christians submit to government. Nowhere in that does it say Christians submit to government. All right, so we need an expanded understanding of that. So when we talk about it, it says, let every soul, first off, who is every soul? Every soul is every soul. President of the United States, Supreme Court, Congress, you, me, everybody listening, let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. So what this does is it establishes what we would consider the universal chain of command. And that chain of command is God, government, and citizens. Now, when the government is ruling under the authority of God, then as good citizens we need to obey the government. The problem has always become, what happens when government rebels against God and then begins to use the coercive force of their power to command us to disobey God? Well, the scripture is very clear. We have to obey God rather than man. It's what the Hebrew midwives did. It's what Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. It's what Mordecai did. It's what the apostles did when they were beaten and told not to preach the name of Christ. We must obey God rather than man.
And by the way, John, that's exactly what they didn't do at the Nuremberg trials, wasn't it? When they brought those guys in who had killed people just because they said they were following orders, they were just doing what their boss Hitler did, the Nuremberg court said, no, you have no obligation to do something that's wicked and evil. Yet, John, in a funny sort of way, that's the message we're teaching in the church today, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the message government wants you to, the churches to teach. And it really is only the kind of the patriot pastors. And it really takes the courage and the boldness to understand this. Because when you've got courage and boldness, and once you understand, wait a minute, there's a chain of command, and God's at the top of it. And if the person above me in the chain of command tells me to do something that the person above him that outranks him has told us to do, we have absolutely no choice. So the very first fundamental thing that we need to be proclaiming far and wide, in my opinion, is Romans 13, that divine chain of command, God, government, and citizens. And that when government rebels against God, you know, we have no choice but to stand right under God, say we're not moving, we're not budging, and it's our job to first tell the government leaders, you are not the highest in the chain of command. There is no such thing as a secular world. You either repent, you either come back under God's authority, or one of two things will happen, and you see this through biblical history. That government or that government leader will be cut off or they will be restored. Those are the only two options, because God will have divinely ordered government in every nation throughout history. And you can see that. Go back to Pharaoh. You know, when the people appealed to heaven, God said, I have heard the cries of my people. Moses, go in there and tell Pharaoh what he's doing is illegal. So he went in and told him, hey, the Lord said, the guy that outranks you told me to tell you to let the people go. What you're doing is illegal. You have become a tyrant. And then, of course, Pharaoh thought he was God, so he says, who am I? Who is the Lord that I should listen to him? Well, Moses went to him 10 times, and that shows God's immense long-suffering and mercy. He went to him 10 times with the same message. Buddy, you better get back under the divine chain of command because you're going to be cut off. Well, after the 10th time, what happened? God cut Pharaoh and his entire army off, and he restored biblical government under Moses. And our founding fathers understood that. They understood that principle. They used the Exodus as a model for what they did in the Revolution Revolutionary War, and that's why they were successful.
So, John, as we sit here again, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer with author John Diamond, An Appeal to Heaven. So, John, as we look at the American government, let's say, and we know we have three branches, right? Supposedly three co-equal branches. Who would be the head of the government? Well, we say nobody's really the head. We have the legislative, and we have the judicial, and we have the executive branch, and they just kind of figure out who that power is. But, John, I think the question that Christians have to ask ourselves is there any power or authority above them? What the president says goes? What the Supreme Court says goes? If the Supreme Court says that you can murder little babies, is that the law of the land, John? Or is there somebody above them that we can appeal to?
Well, there's actually two things we can appeal to. When you look at the American system of government and the way our founding fathers set it up, the Constitution actually outranks the three branches of government. So, it goes back to the Marbury case. Any law that's repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. It's not even a law. The problem that you have is when our government will not stay bound but, chained to the Constitution, like Washington and Jefferson and many others said, then what happens is they're not only rebelling against God, they're rebelling against our Constitution, which our government, every government leader has two authorities above them. The United States Constitution, and that's what the Founding Fathers said, hey, whenever they rebel against that, we can appeal back to that one document. You are violating the rules by which we created this government. So we can appeal to that, and then we can also appeal further. We can appeal to the what I call the judgment seat of Christ. Because one thing that we have lost sight of is we love to talk about Christ as Savior and Redeemer and Sanctifier. What we have forgot is that he is the chief government official. All right? So Isaiah 33:22 said he is the king, lawgiver, and judge. So he outranks the president, he outranks the judiciary, he outranks the legislature. He is the king of kings and lord of lords. There is no political leader on this earth that has the authority to rebel against that authority. And when they do, the Bible is very clear what it is we do, and we are told specifically what we do. We appeal to heaven. We go above their head, and we say, all right, Lord, they've rebelled against you. Now restore legitimate government.
Well, John, that's the ultimate, then, appeals court, isn't it, John? You think about things here in the earthly realm and the legal realm here on earth. You don't get the proper decision from one court. You appeal to the next court. And in America, the high court, the highest court in the land, is the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court may have the last word in all things legal here in government. However, John, there's a higher court to appeal to, folks. There's a higher court. We're going to talk about that on the other side. John, get some information prepared for us, where they can find your book, all that kind of stuff. What can we do?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Although Attorney General William Barr reportedly will not send a letter to Capitol Hill today concerning the conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, a senior Justice Department official tells Fox News Barr is pushing for a prompt release of its key findings this weekend. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tells Fox News it's time to get an apology from Democrats and liberals.
The fact that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell have been on every media outlet for the last 1 year, 10 months, and 6 days saying that they have proof of Russia Russia collusion has now all fallen apart, and I'm very ready to see the apology from all of those leftists, all the socialists who accused us of crimes when the real crimes that were perpetuated were against us because of our political beliefs.
The DOJ says the report does not call for any further indictments. Democrats say they want the full report released to the public as soon as possible. Several congressional and state investigations continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Also, jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Folks, we got some videos that have gone viral. Do check them out. With that said, you can also jump over to the phone lines, 1-866-582-9933. I got so much information, folks, I highly doubt I'm going to get there. But if you call in and you want to add to, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do you remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct? We're talking about Muslim infiltration into public schools, and I'm giving kind of an overview as to other things that are taking place. On March, this was actually just written today, North Dakota, adding to this conversation, North Dakota, Somali woman charged with terrorizing plays the victim card. Yes, right on the heels of the sodomite communities. How many times do I remember the first time I said this about 15 years ago. Oh, Bradley, what do you know? I don't know. I'm just being continuously lambasted by the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media. And I told you years ago through experience that the homosexuals are being used by the Muslims because they're the new political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. It's exactly what's happening. Now what are all the conservatives talking about? Hey, Bradley, did you know that the homosexuals are being used by the Muslims because they're methodically following line upon line, precept upon precept, because they're the new political battering ram? Yeah, hey, dude, where'd you hear that from, man? Well, did you just wake up to this revelation? It goes back to advocating which God condemns. And when you do that, it's not a good place to put yourself. For even the smallest jot or tittle concerning transgressions against God's moral law, there is going to be a just recompense. It rains on the just and the unjust, friends. Nobody gets out of spiritual law, nor should we want to if we're righteous in Christ. News Live Valley News Live that initially reported on the arrest of a new American, Haho Hamad, for threatening to use a large knife to terrorize people in her apartment complex parking lot. Hamad, 26, followed up by calling the station and saying, among other things, in a lengthy interview, "I've already been convicted in public. They already see me as the guilty Muslim terrorist that needs to be sent back to her country that doesn't belong here," she said. Well, what's interesting to note, friends, is she has an extensive criminal record. Okay, this isn't the first time she's done it. Again, woman accused of terrorizing says she's been targeted due to her race and religion. The day after the report came out that a Grand Forks woman was arrested for making a terroristic threat, she called Valley News Live claiming that she's innocent. In an exclusive interview that was more than 20 minutes long, Hamad, 26, shared her side of the story in an incident that landed her in jail. Hamad, see, folks, they're not used to this. They're not used to the law being enforced. Neither are corrupt politicians. Hamad was arrested for threatening to cut three people up with a knife. What's her response? "I feel like I'm a Muslim woman who's being attacked because I'm a Muslim woman living in Grand Forks." Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Since when did the law protect the guilty? That's called using the law against the law. The law comes in to condemn the crime. These people, because of the ignorance of the people in this country, have been taught how to use that law against the law. If you know your law, then condemn the crime, because they don't have a right to break the law. Period. The reporter said throughout our interview, Hamad maintained her innocence. She also took issue with critical comments she's been receiving on Facebook. No, friends, what's happening is people are awakening to what's going on, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay? She said, "I turned myself in because I know I didn't commit the crime. I'm innocent, and I know I can prove it," Hamad said. Now, according to the Grand Forks Police Department, one of the victims feared for her life because Hamad is known to climb onto balconies at her apartment complex. Now, despite her claim that she's been targeted because of her race and religion, we obtained court documents showing a lengthy criminal history. And this is what you never hear in the mainstream news that means to give your enemies all that they need to conquer who we are. Again, we're under the judgments of God. Our sin is before God. This is the fruit of a disobedient nation, okay? That they're here in the first place. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Also read Leviticus 26, starting in 15, and finish out the whole chapter. Yes, there's mercy to those that repent, okay? There is mercy to those that repent. Now, going back to Muslim infiltration into public education, just to kind of bring this together little by little and to begin to dovetail all of this, why are they teaching kids how to become Muslims in public schools, knowing the doctrine? I'm just asking the questions. I mean, I can go off on this again, but I'm not. I'll give you one. Quran, chapter 2, verse 191, "And they slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they have been expelled. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they shall fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers." I got a whole list of scriptures, as they call them, in the Quran. Why are they teaching this in public schools? Fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran in public schools, America, adopting a Muslim name, staging a jihad, warring against non-Muslims. Let me ask you the question. Why are your representatives alluring these people into the United States of America? Oh, Bradley, that's just not the case. Nope, you don't know what you're talking about. Did you know that since September 11th, the number of mosques in the United States have jumped 74%. Folks, you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis by your politicians and media because they're trying to hand over your governments to the UN fully. They want to boldfacedly do this. They want to do it in the light of day, and they're doing it for the most part. Did you also know that since September 11th, and then going fast forward to 2011, there was a total of 2,106 mosques, and there are now, as compared to, okay, so there's 2,106 mosques today, as where in 2000 there was 1,209. So as of 2016, that was 3 years ago, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Okay. Isn't it interesting that John Guandoli, former agent for the FBI, said that Muslim mosques are equated to military bases in the United States of America. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Why are they teaching this to kids in America, friends? Matter of fact, I want you to hear this. This is some audio of a school in the United States of America, where all the girls dressed up in Muslim garb, and just to prove the point that it is happening in the United States of America, you might want to put two and two together now concerning your favorite politicians and ask them why this hasn't been stopped. And as a matter of fact, why don't you ask them the question, why has this increased since Barack Hussein Obama? Since he's been gone under the brand new administration. Because again, friends, I'm here to tell you, the only thing I can do is warn you, I can do nothing else. Listen to this.
Today we're here at Vernon Hills High School with the Washington Student Assembly. And we are participating in a event called Walk a Mile. And also to denounce negative stereotypes and show that we are just caring, respectful, peaceful students and your peers. This is our first big event, and hopefully it'll bring more members, Muslim and non-Muslim, to our event, and it should help make Vernon Hills High School a more safe and respectful environment.
A more safe and a respectful environment. By the way, it's Yassine, is this girl's name, that led it up in her class. And I want to tell you why it's happening in public schools, because these kids have been taught to be leaders, to be doers of what they believe in. Just to show you, America, take it how you want to take it. I love America enough to say it. Just to show you how pathetic that you have become. Muslims teaching kids in their public school classes to dress just like them, to show everyone how respectful and tolerant we are, to bring about, to nurture a safe environment, she said. This is happening, by the way, in a high school called Vernon Hills High School. Okay, what state that may be in, I'm not quite sure. I didn't dig into that far because this is going across the boards. But again, why is this happening, America? You're the responsible party. I asked the question. You know, Quran chapter 9, verse 30 says, Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them how they are perverted. Oh my goodness. Why is this happening in public schools? I'm going to come back and show you how the ACLU is actually helping them destroy the America that you know. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Thanks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elk Hill, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So welcome back again at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley Dean here with you. I just wanted to let you know, friends, that we had just played some audio during the last segment of a bunch of girls in Vernon Hills High School, a Muslim-led course, I guess, in a public school classroom where all the girls dressed up like that of a Muslim, from the very top of their head to the very bottom of their feet. And I'm asking you the question as to why is this happening in your country? I thought the Muslims were the terrorists in America. I thought they were the ones that dropped the buildings. I thought they were a part of the problem. Now, truth be told, friends, they're doing what they're doing here in America is because what you allowed politicians to do to their prospective countries. That's the truth. That's why you're called the Great Satan, because the world looks at you as the light, but yet you allow corrupt politicians to attack their country so they can steal away their oil, for the most part, or drugs, for the most part. Why do we have Muslim infiltration into public schools? Why in the colleges, friends? Why do we have Ilhan Omar, who took a terrorism course in college, praising Al-Qaeda? Why is the media giving her all the attention that she needs? Why did Rolling Stone put her on the front page of their magazine? Because they're CIA controlled. They're disrupting. This is what they do. Okay? They want to bring about change. They can bring about this continuous warfare that no nation can endure. Because you don't deal with corruption in the CIA, this is why it happens. Because you don't deal with corruption in the FBI, this is why it happens. And what are those two branches besides unconstitutional agencies, friends? Well, that happened because you allowed corrupt politicians to create that which they're now using to defend big business and big corporations Okay? Well, they attack the little guy. Now, you've been taught just the exact opposite through Hollywood, who's being used to demoralize you. Why? So corrupt politicians can have control over you. Namely, who's behind all of this? Well, the destroyer of our souls. Because people are just willfully shutting their eyes. These people, again, friends, they have their eyes shut on purpose. They don't want to see the truth. They could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They think that they're playing games. And they're not playing games. What they're doing is doing what you're letting them get away with. And I'll tell you what, friends, it's daring the justice of God. And that's why we're getting a response today. Why is Rashida Tlaib on the front page? Going back to Ilhan Omar, why is she on the front page of Time magazine? Why are they promoting these people, friends? Why are they handing your country over to these people? Why do these women in the United States of America, all the well, knowing that they're terror tied, why is the media promoting everything that they do? Because they're assaulting you. This is a communist tactic, friends. They're continuously leading the opposition as they control the opposition. And what is it? They're browbeating people into submission one way or another. Either submit or you're going to die. That's what they want you to believe. Okay? And in many cases, that's exactly what they've done. Why is Linda Sarsour, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, why do you have, what, 80 or 90 new Muslims in office in the United States? Why do they have in New York, friends, Muslim judges swearing in on the Quran? Because the American people do nothing. That's why. Your sin is finding you out. There's, folks, it comes back to the same thing. Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out. I'm reading some of these Quran scriptures. It's interesting, friends, because they're teaching this in public schools in the United States of America, which is the greatest demographic for the church, but they refuse to go in because they want to believe the ACLU that told them there's lines between church and state, but they can't find it when you ask them where it's at. They just revert back to what? The communist organization, the American Civil Liberties Union. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. They don't have a lawful standing, friends. Hey, folks, you get an honest constitutional judge in front of me, he's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. He's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. They don't have a legal standing. CARE doesn't have a legal standing. Planned Parenthood doesn't have a legal standing. They're here because the American people tolerate these people. Listen to this. Going back to this for the sake of time, last segment. Quran 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Here's another one. Quran 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieved will have cut out for the garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. My goodness, friends. And you're letting these... You're letting these people teach your students in this country? Vernon Hills in Illinois, it just happens to be the first state that actually legalized, as they call it, it's not legal, sodomy. Well, again, how did this happen? The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which is not there. By the way, the founders of the United for Separation of Church and State will not get on the radio with me. Of course not. Moving forward, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Why? Because it exposes them for who they are. Hence, what you're seeing today is you see some courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time, just like in Vernon Hills, Illinois. I remember when I was doing Bakersfield Tea Party in California, a mother came up to me and said, look what they're teaching my kid. I said, well, what do you get your kid in a public school for? Going forward, a representative from the American Muslim, of course, American Muslim Council, the AMC, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda and the United States of America. Why is Rashida Tlaib and why is Ilhan Omar doing fundraisers for CARE, the Thai-Tear group in the United States of America? Do you see what you're giving yourselves over to, friends? In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States of America and around about 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards you, America, Christians, Jews, Shiites, and the such. Man, you know what? I say to the church in America, quit sending people across the sea to the mission fields. Why don't you preach right in your own backyard? They're coming in droves. As a matter of fact, the influx of Muslims coming in from the Middle East has doubled under Donald Trump. Look to the State Department for the stats. You know, people are just so simple, friends. I want to give you an example of this, and I'll do it really quick. This morning, I've been gone for a while. We've been on the road doing what we're doing, and I posted a picture of William Barr, Donald Trump's handpicked attorney general, and I said, congratulations. I said, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself. I said, you're America, your attorney general picked by yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump. I said, this is why America is in trouble. Americans will not pay attention to the details. So sure enough, I get some fool, brainwashed fool, to say to me, can you just calm down, folks, and let the man handle one thing at a time? Jeesh. He's been fought against since he entered into office. Well, that's interesting because Barack Hussein Obama was fought against, too, from the very beginning of his criminal administration, because criminal it is. And I said he did what he wanted to do from the very first day. As a matter of fact, 5 weeks before he even became the said president of the United States of America. It's interesting to note, friends, that, you know, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. And the first day in office, there he goes. His attack took off. Not just one, not just 100, but all the way up to 1,000 and 180. You deserve what you get, America. This is not the spirit of Americans to sit back and watch this kind of stuff happen. 225 Muslim schools in the United States, around 50,000 children who are being taught to foster an environment of hate against you, loathing against you, and resentment towards Western culture. By the way, yeah, that's a different story. I'm just going to pass on that. We even have Muslim infiltration into the universities. Why is this happening? In a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians, patriots became apathetic, yep, went to sleep and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? And you know what's funny about this, friends, to them, is that the American people just stand back and act like this is all harmless. Did you need me to read more of some of their scriptures for you? Because I can. The fact of the matter is, friends, you need to wake up because the battle is now in your country in full force. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. Please consider supporting. It's been a different year, let me tell you, and we need the support. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.